Black Beauty by Anna Sewell, narrated by John Rayburn. Written nearly a century and a half ago, this book was the first major animal story in children's literature. Although the author had intended it for adults, Anna Sewell had been crippled at a young age, but could still drive a horse-drawn carriage. She saw there was often inhumane treatment of horses, and was inspired to write about it in order to, as she said, induce kindness, sympathy, and an understanding treatment of horses. She spent the last 7 years of her life writing her only novel, Black Beauty. She wrote it in first-person narration from the horse's point of view. As we all know, horses can't ride or tell their life story. Therefore, as narrator, I speak as the horse, telling the story of the horse as we invite you to listen to the tale of a courageous animal. Chapter 1, My Early Home. The first place that I can well remember was a large, pleasant meadow with a pond of clear water in it. Some shady trees leaned over it, and rushes and water lilies grew at the deep end. Over the hedge on one side, we looked into a plowed field, and on the other we looked over a gate at our master's house, which stood by the roadside. At the top of the meadow was a grove of fir trees, and at the bottom a running brook overhung by a steep bank. When I was young, I lived upon my mother's milk, as I could not eat grass. In the daytime I ran by her side, and at night I lay down close by her. When it was hot, we used to stand by the pond in the shade of the trees, and when it was cold, we had a nice warm shed near the grove. As soon as I was old enough to eat grass, my mother used to go out to work in the daytime and come back in the evening. There were 6 young colts in the meadow besides me. They were older than I was. Some were nearly as large as grown-up horses. I used to run with them and had great fun. We used to gallop all together round and round the field as hard as we could go. Sometimes we had rather rough play, for they would frequently bite and kick as well as gallop. One day, when there was a good deal of kicking, my mother whinnied to me to come to her, and then she said, "I wish you to pay attention to what I'm going to say to you. The colts who live here are very good colts, but they are cart-horse colts, and of course they have not learned manners. You have been well-bred and well-born. Your father..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?